All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Who'd have thunk? Third week in June. Basketball's been in our rearview mirror for quite some time. And yet the fireworks keep going off in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yikes. Your Astros have won on the road again. And plenty more to discuss. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're here till 4, but as we normally know, the opening segment is more lifestyle than sports. So I check in with the boys and say, what's up? What's on your agenda? What's been going on? What I missed in the last 21 hours?
Not much for me.
Okay.
I had a pretty boring thing here. I just I cleaned out my gutters. Yay, I guess.
Up on a ladder with a hose?
No. I climb on the roof and do it from up top there.
Can get slippery up there.
Nah.
Okay.
And I get the... that's it. That's the most... That's where I'm at in my life.
Well, you live on a farm, so...
You see what you've started, Nick?
Yeah.
Now people think I live on a farm.
Because you seem like you live really far.
That's just your...
Like, really far.
That's just your perception of the Houston area.
My bad.
No, that's literally all I've done is yard work and watch Rory Scovel's new comedy special.
I don't know who that is.
That was it. Pretty good. And per your recommendation, I'm dying up here. I watched the first episode. Didn't you ask me about that?
No.
Was it you?
No.
I wonder. I thought it was you.
It was not me either.
It wasn't?
Someone else recommended. Was it Jerome? Because y'all talked a lot of TV.
No. Now I'm thinking that? Maybe what it was Liebeschock that said it. One of the three of you.
Okay.
I can't keep you all straight in my head, but one of the three of you.
Which is scary in itself.
Suggested that
they
watch.
They all look alike.
Yeah, they do.
That's very hurtful.
Radio guys all look alike. Yeah.
I'm the guy that rarely watches TV, so it couldn't have been me.
That's true. That's true. But I felt like it was you. But anyways, it was, I watched the first episode. It's about comics in the 1970s trying to make it. First episode was good. Then someone told me the second episode sucks. So I'm not looking forward to seeing the decline after one good, episode. But yeah, that's all I did. They're like, I watched the Astros. I didn't even watch it all. I missed the whole, I missed the first inning, so I missed all the scoring.
Oh, yes,
basically.
You did. Yep.
I missed the first inning, and I missed the last three. So I just watched the A's score a few runs is essentially what I saw. But that's it. I'm a boring old man. And you guys do anything fun in the last 24 hours? Anything exciting, Nick?
Nope, not for me.
No?
You didn't catch up on a new show that I recommended?
that he didn't recommend? No. That he never recommended?
There was one that you did recommend, but you're right. You've always been a guy that says that, you know, you rarely watch TV, you rarely watch movies. But there was something you recommended. I don't remember him recommending that particular show to Barry.
No.
But, yeah.
The other day, I did see something that I wanted to bring up on the show and forgot to. I don't know why. But it was coming to work, and then I saw the store, but the sign was changed. But the other day, I was driving in, and I passed a CVS. And out front, they have like a digital sign.
Mm-hmm.
And the digital sign, all it had was, we carry milk! And it had like 9 exclamation marks on it. And I was thinking to myself, are they really that excited about carrying milk? Is that a big deal that a store has milk? Is that a thing
That's
where
weird.
They're like, check us out, y'all! Guys, no, seriously, you're not going to believe this. Holy crap, we got milk! What? Like, everybody has milk, don't they? Like, you can get milk at, like, the U-Totem. You can get milk at the Stop and Go. Like, having milk, I don't see how that's a big deal. But CVS was so excited. Not only did they put it on their sign, but they added 9 exclamation marks to the sign.
Well, I guess because of the fact that a lot of times gas stations now stop carrying it because it spoils and they don't sell it and they figure it's a loss.
Do they?
Well, I just know...
Because, like, the Stripes by the house, they have a nice little grocery section with milk and ice cream and everything else.
Well, then tell them to get organic vitamin D, please.
Organic vitamin D.
Oh, my God. When you have a kid and your wife is hell-bent on this kid being, like, the most healthy kid in the world, and I have to get organic vitamin D, and I'm like, if the damn Quick Mart, right, like, three blocks away would have it, I'd be happy. But no, I got to go, like, a mile and a half through traffic to go get the frickin' milk. Can I just get regular?
A mile and a half doesn't even get me to the front of my subdivision. What are you complaining
about?
Because
you live on a farm. Like, I just like, I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah? So you guys have to do the organic milk thing?
We do organic vitamin D milk for the baby. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's spoiled, huh?
No, but I don't want her to be a vegetarian. I guess the big news of the night, too, was last night. This kid is so picky about food already. Like, if it's the wrong texture, it ain't happening.
Really?
So, like, she's been living on sweet potatoes, Cheerios, bananas, just things that we know she's going to. And so it changed. And then, so she discovered peanut butter and jelly. We were great. And then I take her to school, and I'm like, oh, God, I forgot to tell the teachers they're supposed to cut that up. Not that they don't know, but I'm going to check back. I walk in. I'm not even thinking about it. I go, hey, could you just tell her teacher to make sure they cut up that peanut butter and jelly? Her what? You'd have thought that I said that some kid was ugly.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're a nut-free school. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Is that like no kidding around? She goes, no, we don't allow peanuts, peanut butter, almond butter, anything nut. No, because kids have nut. I'm like, who the hell would know that? I'm a dad.
Right.
So I'm like, how about can we get a pass for one day and I promise I won't send her with PB&J tomorrow? And they're like, okay, but keep it quiet. I'm like, you're the one yelling through the damn lobby. I didn't know.
It's like it's drugs.
Yeah, good Lord.
Dave Landau, the guy I featured for at the joke joint a couple of weeks ago, has a great joke about that where he talks about buying, he's like, pretty soon all the drugs will be legal, but peanut butter won't be. Like you'll be asking your drug dealer will be like, yo, man, I can get you a gram of Jif. I got that chunk. And he talks about like buying it on the streets because he said he was on a plane and he asked for nuts and the flight attendant was like, no, there's a guy with a nut allergy. He was like, I wasn't going to rub him in his face. I just wanted to eat some peanuts. I don't understand the craziness of that.
Like, I don't either.
That's kind of out of control.
I understand if your kid does unfortunately have a nut allergy that it can be a serious deal if they eat peanuts or something like that, but it's not like Taylor's gonna go, hey, I'm gonna trade you half my PB&J for a half a bag of those, or for that bag of Cheetos. She doesn't even know what the hell. She's just happy to have food in front of her,
right? That's crazy.
I don't
nut
get it.
Free school, I'd be like, yeah, well, this will be a my kid free school. That's over the top for me.
And I hate to disappoint you guys, but I actually saved you from having to look for a new co-host last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
So we've had air conditioning issues for the last couple, like week and a half. Okay. So we've had to have them come back two or three times because they can't get it right and they can't figure out just exactly what's going on. But I went up there the other day and I smelled natural gas.
Oh.
I was like, well, it's up in the attic, so maybe it's supposed to be near the water heaters. Well, when I was coming down, I went to check it yesterday when I got home from work and Lisa's going, do you smell that natural gas? I'm like, oh, hell, I better call. So I called. And at first, they were like, well, everybody leave the house. I go, let me explain something to you. I got five dogs, a kid, and a wife that goes to bed at 7. We're not leaving the house till you show up, whatever time that might be. Well, sir, I get what you're recommending. So if we blow up, it's not your fault. And if you want to record that, that's fine. But luckily,
I wouldn't either. I'm not driving around with no five dogs.
Like, they're like, could you give me your cell phone so we know where in the vicinity of the neighborhood you will be when our guy shows up so that you can come back to the house and meet him? I'll go, I'll be inside the front door watching TV. He's like, that's not a good idea. Whether it's a good idea or not, I'm just letting you know, we're not leaving. Guy showed up really quick, but then he literally goes up there and he goes, yep. Yeah, we found actually a leak and a couple of valves that were faulty and not put on the right way
before
you bought the house. And I'm like, okay. He goes, and then of course, I could have you get a plumber or someone with the water heater to do it. But I'll save you the $250. I'll do it myself.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, thank you. You know, and we were talking about tipping. I'm like, okay, this one I'm going to tip him.
Right.
I didn't need to know how much a plumber costs because you're not getting $200, but I will tip you.
Right.
But slow your roll, brother, but I appreciate it. So we got that fixed. And I was like, after all that, I was like, you know what? I was going to try to run on the treadmill, but I'm going outside and I'm running because I just need to just detox from all of the stress and stuff. But I was thinking about it going, yeah, what if we didn't?
Yeah, blew up.
Yeah, I mean, that you just sucked. Never know. You don't mess with natural gas.
No. You've seen those stories on the news where like a house blows up?
Yeah.
Like the whole house just...
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's so weird though, because your house looks like it's brand... Like your house looks like it looks like it was built yesterday. Like it looks like it's brand new.
But the thing is, we haven't been there. We've been in there less than 2 years, and the people that lived there before us were like, they just didn't care about stuff, and they didn't probably know enough to follow stuff. Like they never changed the air filters. I had to go up there and I took it out. It looked like it. You know, you take a beehive with honey. It was like that's how thick the crap was. Yeah. When I pulled them out, I was like, do you people do anything? But they were more worried about having like exotic plants in the back. And I'm like, no.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. I need to be worried about more about stuff that actually means something.
Is this your first jam, Barry?
This is my first jam. This is my favorite of all the songs on my list. Crank that up. Crank that, Soldier Boy. That is one of my all-time favorite songs, and I don't even know why. That's Jagged Edge.
Oh, okay. I was a fan of Jagged Edge back.
Yeah, let's get married.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so if you missed it, too, we're doing Way Back Wednesday on a Wednesday because we're back on track, thanks to everybody, the kind folks that have reminded us. We're doing Songs of the Year 2000. It's open and fair game. No gay anthems made the list in terms of a topic, but if they are part of a list, then you know that Nick decided to share the playlist.
No,
that
Barry decided. Oh, Barry decided.
All right, so...
What?
Just clarifying.
Because you said that his... Did he not say yesterday that that we were going to do gay anthems and we just needed to play your playlist?
That's true.
You did say that.
Yeah, he did say that. All right.
I'm such a jerk.
All right, so you got hour number one. Nick's got hour number two. And I'll put something together for hour number three. We'll continue to go. But if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. And, of course, this is ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job getting you great energy plans that fit the needs of you, your family, or your business. And they won't give you any runaround. They're not going to feed you a line of crap. They're 100% honest, and it starts from the phone call. The minute you call and get in contact with them, you don't get an automated system. You get a human being. And they immediately start asking you questions to try and figure out what is the best plan for you. They build relationships. They don't try and screw you over to make a buck, and they'll always give you the best rate that they can and be honest with you if they can't go any lower. That's the kind of people that you want. They are hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. 100% green energy at your fingertips. When you sign up, choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits that helps decrease your carbon footprint. They do it for businesses, they do it for homes, and they'll do it for you. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. All you got to do is call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or infuseenergy.com. Mention ESPN 97.5 to receive a $25 bill credit right off the top. Give them a call. Affordable, hassle-free energy. Infuse Energy.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back. Usual Suspects till 4, ESPN 97.5. Before we get on to sports and things, Barry, I did crank out 4 miles last night, and I thought that I was doing myself a favor by doing it when it was a little overcast later before the sun went down.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those deals where it's so flipping hot out there that even after you shower,
you're still sweating.
Yeah. It's like, finally after like 20 minutes, I'm like, should I go take another shower?
That's why I have to run early enough so that when it's time to get ready to come to work, I have time to cool down. I have to get home from running, sit in front of a fan, drink 2 or 3 bottles of like Powerade or Gatorade or whatever I have in the fridge, and just completely cool off. I have to stop sweating before I get in the shower. Otherwise, I'll be sweating when I get out, and then it's pointless. And then you get dressed, and your clothes are sweaty, and it's, yeah. See, I learned that lesson early on.
With my reflux, I can't, if I eat or, I can't run within 3 hours of eating anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's just crazy that I've had reflux my whole life. So it's like when I get home from work, I'm going, should I go now when it's 100? Or should I see if that 12 degrees makes a difference if I get it down to 88? But it was low 90s when I left. But I told you the other night when it was 100, I could only crank out three. And I was like, man, the heat's killing me. Last night I got four in. And I was like, man, it was in that heat, it was good. But, man, I couldn't stop sweating. It was just – this rain better cool things off because the breeze at least today made it a little better. But, man, are you still playing basketball outside, Nick?
I am not. I was for – I played like three more times after, and that's about it. But I played at night. For me, the problem was the mosquitoes because the lights and all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty humid too. It was real sticky.
I'm freaking out a little bit, just so you guys are aware, if I'm not paying attention, because I'm going through my email, and I needed to send some emails to some bookers for some work I have upcoming. And, like, I don't know if this – do you use Gmail, Nick, for your main email?
I do. Second, because my work email is technically
– Sure,
my.
But you use – are you a Gmail guy?
I'm not.
Joel? No?
No, I'm a SBC Global and Yahoo.
So, I'm a Gmail guy. And I'm missing a huge chunk of emails. And one of them would be from the booker that booked me for my two gigs in July. And I needed to respond to him. And now I'm freaking out because it has all the information. So, yeah, I'm in a bit of a panic mode. If I missed anything, I apologize. Or if I miss anything in the next couple of segments, it's because I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah,
all right, just
good.
FYI.
Just make sure that you don't have any like credit card information on those emails.
Yeah, right. Somebody did say vitamin D milk. Matt and Katie said vitamin D milk and organic milk is the same thing. And I don't know if that's true because
I wish Matt could convince my wife of that because it'd make my life a lot easier.
Because don't they put like some sort of chemicals and stuff in like regular milk that's not in the organic milk?
Yeah.
So is organic milk just straight from the cow? They don't process it at all?
I think they still I think they still process it, but it's not. The cows are raised and the dairy cows are not raised with, you know,
hormones and all that.
All that. It's like cuz we go through this with everything. It's like, did you get the organic sweet potatoes? I'm like, seriously? Why? Because they're $2 more for the same freaking vegetable? I mean, it's not like they're going to ingest like steroids. Well, you know, there's chemicals, and it has to be a thicker skin vegetable. If it's a thin skin vegetable, like or fruit, like grapes and such, it can absorb more of the chemicals. If it's a thicker vegetable,
it's amazing because I grew up. Most of us grew up without all these organic vegetables,
yep. Amen
and we're
to
fine.
That. Amen to that.
We're just fine.
That. I told her that.
I mean, sure, I have three nipples,
right? But that just,
but still,
there's just more to love on.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's weird. And then somebody texted the show, and I don't know if they were chastising you or me or both of us, because I did say I thought
daily.
It was silly. How would you feel if your kid, if you killed someone's kid because the kid's lunches got mixed up, all because you sent your kid to school with a peanut butter sandwich? Kids can die from eating peanut butter if allergic
that.
Enough.
I said that. I get it. And the worst thing would be if a kid that had a peanut allergy ate it. But I'm like, I didn't. If I'm a parent and I didn't know there was a rule,
I don't know.
Man,
my wife's allergic to chocolate, and I buy her chocolate all the time.
That's nice.
And then I'm like, "Oh, you're not going to eat that? I'll eat it." Oh well. I mean, it happens.
I mean, and of course, it was that a text.
Yeah, it was.
Of
a text.
Of course, it was.
Yeah, and then we got our weird question of the day, which we don't have to do this if you guys don't want. But somebody asked, "What's your craziest sex story?" I don't know. We got a lot of sports. Maybe if we hit a slow spot, and maybe we'll bring that up. But I have a feeling that's going to get a little crazy. We got plenty of sports to talk about with the NBA and majors.
Well, I'll tell you what, the NBA stuff is
this
crazy.
Weird call.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
So
I'll let Nick figure that one out for us. Maybe.
Yeah.
In the meantime, if you're a Houston Rocket fan, like we all know you are, the rumors out there with the draft. Well, almost 24 hours away, about 26 hours away. Now, it's heating up. The Lakers have made one trade, trying to make another. They made it with the Brooklyn Nets. I had said a week or two ago they were trying to unload D'Angelo Russell. They did just that, along with Timothy Mozgov. They, in return, got Brook Lopez, a big man that can shoot it, but will also, more importantly, be a free agent after next season, which allows them to have a lot of money if indeed they follow through with what people are rumoring, that they're going to take a shot at LeBron James. So that's out there. The Pacers are, of course, dangling and contemplating offers for Paul George, Sam Decker being the cornerstone of the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Easy, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you were famous now. They mentioned you on the Blitz.
I heard. Yeah, Lamont filled me in.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was Lamont like a snitch or something?
I mean, no, and he was just saying, and he wanted more details, and then he started asking me what exactly happened. Was I trolling Sam? I go, no,
it was Kurt Lowe.
Yeah, quite the opposite.
You made an opinion. You've stated an opinion on this show, which is our job,
right,
to talk about athletes and give opinions about them. It is our sole job. Well, that and maybe talk about sex sometimes and weird stuff. But so for the most part, we talk about sports and athletes, and you gave an opinion, and then Kurt Lowe, being a dick, decided that he was going to try to get you in trouble. Yeah, Kurt Lowe, I called you a dick. Keep me blocked. I don't care. I'll block you from this phone line. You'll never call this show again. But he tried to throw you under the bus, basically, by tagging you. By tagging you and Sam in a tweet, throwing you under the bus by quoting what you said about Sam Decker, it being silly to think that he would be the cornerstone of a trade for Paul George, which I 1,000% agree with you on.
Thank you.
And I think every rational sports fan would.
And my point was not to criticize Sam. It was to say there are plenty of teams that are out there that can offer more because the Rockets are already limited with draft picks. But if Philly's going to go, and by the way, the key here is I didn't run from it. The minute that he came from me, everybody was like, ooh, you know, the ex-Rocket guy and the Wisconsin guy, you're going to be, you know, kissing his ass. No. Quite frankly, I said, I'm sorry, do you really think that you should be the centerpiece for a Paul George trade? Because I say no. Now, does that mean that I'm criticizing you? No. But then he took it so far as when I said he's got to prove he can stay healthy. And then he later tweeted last night, well, I played 81 games last year. Okay, well, at the end of the year, you had the thumb. Then now you claim you had a broken hand. You go back and you miss your entire first year because of back issues. Anyone trading for you is going to say that's a health concern, right? Then, let's be honest, really good three-point shooter in college, hasn't found his jumper consistently. So you got to find your jumper. For him to be worried about me making those critiques and saying, now I know what to work on, well, maybe he should.
Yeah.
Because I've always said, he's a hell of an athlete. You know, he had a great college career. He's going to get better and better. But if it's going to be the kind of thing where it's going to get your panties in a wad, I'm sorry, bro. But like you said, it's our job. And I was just responding to a guy.
I mean, yeah, that's our job. And and not only that, but who's trading Paul George for a bench player that averages 6.5 points?
Exactly, right? But
his line, total rebounds, 3.5 a game, assists one, blocks half, or third, steals a half, and 6.5 points a game. Who's trading Paul George for that? And your whole point, there's a key word he's missing there, as the centerpiece, as the cornerstone. If you said him and through, you know, is in the trade along with Beverly and Lou Williams,
right?
And I get
Eric Gordon, right?
But him being the centerpiece, because you're only going down if he's the main part of the trade from the Rockets. Then what are you putting in there?
Well, and there's one of the major
Bobby Brown
Rockets capologist guys that studies this stuff all like 24 hours a day, and I said, Just let me feel you out to see if I'm wrong. Sam Decker, Montrezl Harrell, Trevor Ariza, and a future one. Is that enough to get Paul George? He's like, hell no. I'm like, well, that was a discussion that started. And here's the ironic thing.
Carlos started all this with his silliness anyway.
And here's the ironic thing. So then last night, Pat Beverly was in the dumps. And he was, and if you, I don't know if you saw any of his tweets, but he was basically resigned to the fact he was going to get traded. And so he was appeasing fans, talking about you should come to Chicago, you should come. He started following the Indiana Pacers.
Uh-huh.
That started creating more controversy. And deep into it, he went into a back and forth with a fan, and Decker interrupts and says, chill, to Pat Bev. It's like, take your own advice, bro. Damn.
I did see that tweet.
Yeah, and so people were making a thing of that, too. It's like, well, if you take your own advice and everybody just takes a step back, it's good, and breathe, it's going to be okay.
Everyone calm the bleep down.
Yeah.
All right,
so if you're a Rockets fan, are you willing to trade Ryan Anderson, Lou Williams, right? He's on the block, possibly. Pat Beverly. All to create cap room so that they can go after four identified free agents, and you tell me if you like them and do they fit. And oh, by the way, be careful on Twitter, guys, Because if you're on Twitter tweeting about other people and things that are going on, it just may happen to you in the process. I'll tell you what I mean in a minute. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Can I do it now? Hey, guys, right now I want to tell you about the No Excuses Summer Pro League. I know you guys love basketball. We were just talking about it. We're going to continue to talk about it. And you love NBA basketball. Well, where can you find NBA players playing in the summer and you don't have to pay a single cent for you and your family, you and your buddies, to go check out great basketball action? It's the Fondy Rec Center right outside downtown Houston, and it's going to start July 5th. Mondays and Wednesday nights, league games, multiple games, free admission, and you get to see the likes of Pat Beverly, Montrezl Harrell, Bobby Brown from your Rockets, Isaiah Taylor, an up-and-coming player that the Rockets are high on, Isaiah Cannon, Jonathan Simmons of the Spurs, Joe Young of the Pacers, and many, many more. The list keeps getting added to with NBA players every single day. You can check NoExcusesFoundation.net to find out more about the league, but it's the best pro-am league in the state of Texas, and it rivals the Drew League in L.A. and Rucker Park in New York. It's going to be NBA players, really, really supremely competitive games, and a lot of fun around it too, like three-point shootouts, dunk contests, all that stuff kicks off the games. It starts July 5th. Check them out at the Fondy Rec Center and go to NoExcusesFoundation.net for more information. Check out the No Excuses Summer Pro League.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Games, changes, and fears. When will they go from here?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, so what TV show was this from?
I don't know. It's Macy Gray, though.
I know it's Macy Gray, but this was like, it was either the theme or it was, I believe it was like...
Or for a movie, maybe?
No, it was a show, a long-running show that wrapped up, and this was the last song they played, I think. In their last episode, their farewell episode.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like an appropriate farewell song.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was. Maybe you guys can remind me more. But it's a good song.
El Jefe has a good point. Did you, because he posted a picture, but did you remind Sam about the time you fell down on Twitter?
I fell down?
No, him. Remember last year when he had that wide open breakaway?
Yeah. No, I had
should
said,
you should have just posted a gif of that in a response to him. To be like, you know what this conversation reminds me of? And just him falling down.
Oh, that would have probably went viral, dude.
He would have shut up.
That would have been like the most.
I had plenty loaded up, ready right? to go like that. But I was like, dude, I've had your back so many times when people were riding your ass about everything from, you know, playing to other things.
Yeah.
I talked to him every day when I worked there about the Packers, about, you know, how to get better. I was always on his side, even with like Coach McHale, like saying, hey, this kid can play, though. I watched him play in college. So it was all so like petty. But then I was like, well, let's see. Kevin Durant's responding to fans. Maybe it's the in thing to do.
Yeah,
now,
right.
NBA guys are going to like start now paying attention to their Twitter followers' comments.
Fred said, Fred Williams said that I've lost already with my first song, Let's Get Married by Jagged Edge.
Why? I like Jagged Edge.
Yeah, he said that. I was like, I don't care. That's my jam. And he said, that's one of those songs you don't play when you're around a bunch of guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
To which I responded, man, you must be new to the show because I don't care about that. I'll throw some Taylor Swift on if it were in the rules. Like, I play what I like. I don't care if you like it or if you think that I'm less of a man because I listen to it. I don't care. That's what I like. Macy Gray. Nobody's playing Macy Gray, but that was my jam back in the day. Back in the 2000s.
Right.
I played that song a lot. So I picked out stuff that I like to listen to that's what's on my list. And so,
Did you
like,
sing to
right
it?
Now? Oh, yeah. But Jagged Edge for sure. Let's Get Married. That's one of those songs I'll turn all the way up where when you get in the car the next morning, you're like, damn, how loud did I have it yesterday? That's one of those songs.
You mean Windows, like when you plug into your headsets here?
Yeah. Windows down, Jagged Edge up, singing at the top of my lungs. I'll do it. I don't care. I love that song. So sorry, Fred.
There's several Jagged Edge collaborations and Jagged Edge songs that I'm with you on. But, I mean, look, we all three of us, it's not that we take pride in it, but we expect that we're going to catch heat for certain things.
Sure.
But would you rather us lie
Yeah.
I'm just to front. Stay out of the fray. Yeah. I mean, we kind of live for it.
Jose said, LOL, are you half Mexican? You're gangster. You get on top of the roof to clean out your gutters like us Mexicans do. And I was like, no, but my wife's Mexican, and that's probably where they came from, because she was like, get up there and clean out those gutters. So that's how that goes. She's probably used to that at the house, like, when, you know, growing up. So now I'm up there doing it.
Well, but so. You also realize there's a lot of hay from the troughs and stuff like that that can get
there's
up
no
there.
No hay on my roof.
That's why I think you can.
The roof is made of hay,
you
Joel.
You need those gutter screens, the screen over the top of the gutter, so you can keep the hay and other debris from getting in there.
I have a thatch roof. That's how where I live at. I live in a hut with a thatch
Gilligan
roof.
Yeah, Gilligan called. He wants his roof back, too,
yeah,
by the way.
No. And according to Jose, his wife's name is Nora and also married a white boy. I wonder if Jose's my brother-in-law, and I just don't know it.
Ooh, David's right, by the way. Spin what? City. The last episode of Spin City.
They played that?
Yeah, it was the Macy Gray song.
I wouldn't know that.
Yep. That was exactly right.
Spin City? I don't even think I watched that. What is that about?
I didn't watch it either, but I know it was a very popular show. It was Michael J. Fox. Right?
Pretty sure. Yeah, I think you're right.
It was like the big to-do farewell show, and I'm pretty sure that they...
All right.
Yeah.
Someone suggested you just buy regular milk. Matt and Katie said, a wife, did you buy organic whatever? You just respond with yes. Like, don't even tell her if it is or isn't. Just say yes.
Yeah, she's
like,
not...
how's she really going to check on sweet potatoes?
I think that's a good idea.
How does she really know?
Let me just say this. I have a buddy of mine who owns a carpet cleaning company. So he comes to the house probably more frequently than I would like, because my wife is freaked out about, like, what the kid rolls around on the carpet with too, right? But I was so happy that he was there the other night when I got home. I got a 2-for-1 deal that made me more than happy to give him whatever my wife decided he was going to get for cleaning 2 rooms of carpeting, because we got a marriage counseling lesson that made me feel so good, and you guys are absolutely right. He said, Joel, the first 3 years, man, we fought about the stupidest little things. He goes, because I was so rockheaded that I was like saying, no, I'm not doing that. No, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. No, he goes, if you learn to just sit there on the couch and when she's making a go, yep, you're right. I did that. Yep. And you agree more, you will fight less, and it will be so much easier on your relationship. I felt like I got a marriage counseling session on top of the carpet cleaning. I was like, babe, get that guy.
You know, whatever he wants.
Give Juan whatever he needs for the 2 rooms. But when he left, I almost was going to walk him out and go, bro, thank you. I'm not nuts. I get it.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So I have a theory, guys. Now, stick with me on this. But we all know that I played that prank.
Easy for you to say.
On the Blitz, yep. When I replaced Gem of the Day with Woo of the Day.
Yep. Right.
And I think they're getting us back, but I don't know.
How's that?
They replaced my name with Barry Warren's on the show.
True,
and yeah. I almost crapped my pants when I heard it, by the way. That was not as cool, I thought. That was mean-spirited, actually.
Yeah, because you have to act like you weren't mad, but you were really mad.
I was kind of pissed about it, but you gotta take it if you're going to give it, right? But I think either they've put some of the listeners up to this, or Raheel is up to no good, because we're getting a lot of silly questions today. So we had the first one, which was, hey, guys, here's your crazy usual suspects question of the day. What's your craziest sex story? And then now we're getting, would you rather fight a bear that's high on crack or a shark that's on ecstasy? Now, these are not normal questions that people ask. And then we got, hey, Barry, with Derek Fisher hitting well, do you think it'll be easier to trade him for Max Scherzer? What? Like, I really think someone has put... our listeners up to asking us ridiculous questions to see if we'll answer them.
Could be a prank. Could be Beaumont.
So I will not answer the sex question and say bear and no.
There you go. We're done.
So there you go.
Simple as that. Because I learned from my carpet cleaner that all I got to do is say, yep, you're right, Barry.
Dude, that's, yep. I learned that lesson a long time. Well, I learned that lesson.
Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it.
I learned that lesson in my first marriage with the wifey. That's... Yeah, you don't want to – it's so much easier to just roll with the punches and just whatever you say. That's so much easier. And I don't know why. Yeah.
No question.
It's also easier said than done, right?
Nope. No, it's really not.
It is a challenge sometimes, I will say that.
To bite your tongue and not say anything?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You don't do that very well.
I don't do it very well.
But I think after like 18 years of being married to Nora, I'm just like, you know what, if it's – if this just ends this, she wins. It's so much easier. I promise you. All right, guys. I want to tell you about one of my favorite new places to eat in the Houston area. It's called Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. It is a fusion of both Southern comfort foods and Indian food, and I promise you, you're going to love this place. And I was honest with you when I told you about it. The first time I ever had Indian food, I was skeptical. I didn't like it. It wasn't very good to me. Somebody talked me into going to this place. I took Nick out there, and I loved it. I'm not going to lie to you. I was pleasantly surprised at how good the food was, and it's not just me. I sent a couple of friends of mine out there. I posted a picture on Instagram of the food. They decided to go try it. They hit me back. They said they loved it as well, and I know you will too. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen has a ton of fusion favorites. They're known for having the best butter chicken in Houston, but they have a ton of other things you need to try, like the naan quesadillas, the Himalayan heat burger, wings, sliders. If you don't want chicken curry, get chicken fried steak. They've got it all for you. It's all delicious, all authentic family recipes. You can, when you're there, you can enjoy their full service bar, watch some TV, and if you don't feel like getting off the couch, no problem. You can have Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. Again, they're located at 1901 Taft. You can find more information about them on Facebook at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it, and when you go in, tell Hassan and Imran I said hello.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects rolls on. I don't know if it's Raheel. But what we should do in typical...
Well, so we get another question.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry and Joel with Nick. Would you rather drive a car that smells like shoes for the rest of your life or sit next to a man that frequently vomits on a 7-hour flight to London? So then I take this number, which ends in 451... and I search our entire what's available for texts. And so I'll read you the trail of texts, and you tell me if you could figure out who this is. All right? Mm-hmm. The first one, last week on Tuesday, 6:13, says, can I get a birthday shout-out, Barry? Followed by, there can be only one great intern. And then there's, hey, yo, AJ, I was thinking of trying meth. Would you recommend it? Signed, Juggalo Trey. So, I don't know who's put Juggalo Trey up to asking these dumbass questions.
As I said in the break, someone absolutely had to put Trey up to it.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Trey's smart in a lot of things, but doing this on his own, I don't know, would be one of them. I wouldn't suggest that he would have the wherewithal, the mental capacity to be able to put together such a devious plot.
Trey, I'm going to say Raheel and AJ are the two suspects.
Yeah. I'm thinking so. I'm definitely thinking so. But anyways, yeah, well, you've been found out.
We should just chastise and just completely kill at least 2 to 3 people. And then when we find out it's not them, don't even worry about like making good on that. Just throw them to the side and concentrate on killing the other two till we can narrow it down to who did it.
I'm sure we can do something to Trey to make him squeal.
I could do that.
I mean, think about it. They killed Raheel for 2 segments. Then they killed me associating the entire thing with Barry. And then once they found out it wasn't either one of us, they just went, okay, so we're not going to mention them anymore.
What was this?
When you pulled the prank on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Matt and Katie said, Barry, Kryptonite by Three Doors Down, one of my all-time favorites, but 17 years ago it makes me feel old. Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe that song was 17 years old. Yeah. When I saw it on the list, that's nuts. But that was my jam too.
There's no doubt. I mean, God, when you look at things now, and obviously around your birthday you do, and you look back and go, man, time flies. I mean, it just you think like you know, yesterday was just like you were in your 20s, and then you're like, no, it was a long time ago. That sucks. I need someone to figure out some way to stop this whole process.
Here's another question, and this is from Lamont now. Uh-oh. I don't know what the hell is going on. You guys are going to stop this because I'm going to stop reading them, but this one's pretty good. But I'm going to stop reading them at some point.
That ain't happening.
Lamont said, Barry, I know you don't fight women, But what if a super homosexual two-pieced you? Would you fight back? Yeah, it's a dude. Of course I would.
Fair game.
Yeah, and I'm not even slap fighting. I'm punching that dude.
Yeah.
If he two-pieced me, yeah. I'm fighting back, of course.
Okay.
There are some dudes of that persuasion that I don't think you would want to fight.
Nope.
Because that's a high-risk situation.
Yes.
Because there's some dudes. There's this one guy, and I don't know his name, but he's famous for singing on Facebook. And he used to be in, I think he used to be in Menudo. I think he was a singer in Menudo back in the day.
Sure you're going to talk about your boy Ricky Martin?
No, it's not Ricky Martin. It's this really buff, buff guy. Like, he's swole, like, and ripped. He's hot. No, I'm just kidding. But he's swole, right?
Okay.
But he sings and he dresses very extravagantly, shall we say?
Okay.
Very flamboyantly. And he sings and he's very sexual, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he's ripped and he looks like he will whoop your ass. And he's openly gay. I mean, there's nothing, but that's one of those dudes where you pick a fight with and then you get your ass whooped. And now that's a double jeopardy situation, you know what I mean? Because no dude, most guys are like, well, you know, I don't want to get beat up by that guy. And then you do, and then you don't recover from that, I wouldn't care. I mean, that's fine. You're still a dude. At the end of the day, you're a dude, whether, you know, regardless of who you like. So you catch an ass whooping from a dude, you just catch an ass whooping from a dude. But a lot of guys would find that as like a double jeopardy kind of thing where they wouldn't do it. But yeah, I definitely would fight him. Yeah. You're not a woman. If it was a woman, no, I wouldn't. But a dude that thinks he is, yeah, we're going to fight.
Okay. Because I was going to say, it's, yeah.
You? Would you?
I mean,
you're going to fight back?
Yeah. I think you almost have to, but you're right. I mean, you do run the situation, if you don't know anything about who you're fighting,
yeah,
that if you bring the fight on and then you get your ass kicked, now you aren't going to live
you're
that
never
down
living
anytime
that down.
Soon.
And there's nothing wrong with it, but you're never living it down.
That's correct.
Without a doubt. And somebody said Young Thug. Like, would you fight Young Thug? Yeah. If Young Thug punch me in the face, I'm fighting Young Thug.
I don't know about Young Thug.
I don't care about his persuasions.
Scary Young Thug.
Well, whatever. At some point, he'll be Old Thug. It doesn't matter. I don't care. All right. No more questions, guys. I'm not reading any more of these ridiculous ass questions
today.
He says
I'm until
done
the next
with
question.
No, I'm saying. Done with him. I'm done with him. It's right, Raheel. So, I know it is. I'm done.
So I sent to you guys something that I stumbled across last night that was rather humorous. Dwight Howard was on Twitter last night, and he was bored, and he was just like, so, what do you guys all think about the trades and all the talk going on in the NBA? And what do you think about Paul George? And in the meantime, both Woj and the Undefeated came out and announced that Dwight was traded. 5 different people basically had to let him know,
damn,
what do you think about going to Charlotte because you just got traded? And then all of a sudden, he just stopped.
That's cold-blooded, man.
Oh, it's dirty. But it's just typical Dwight.
What if that would be the equivalent of, we're doing this show, all right? And we're doing whatever we do on our show. And then we're like, you know, you do your thing, and then you go to break, or we go to break. And then the first like ad is like, hey guys, tune into a new show from 1 to 4 with, you know, Billy and Bobby and Joe. And you're like, what the hell? Like, you find out via commercial that your show is ending. That's essentially what happened,
yeah,
to Dwight Howard.
Right.
He's fielding questions about trades, and one of those questions is about him being traded. That sucks, dude. Like, I see why athletes would be mad about that.
But you know what? That's not as bad as the DeMarcus Cousins one. Because DeMarcus, he was like in front of people. Like, yeah, he had a group of reporters surrounding him when the news broke. At least, yeah, you can kind of hide behind a keyboard when you're on Twitter.
But how do you not reach out to Dwight ahead of time and say, look, there's a deal in the works. It's probably going to happen. I don't want you to be blindsided this, but we're trying to trade you to Charlotte. Is it because if it doesn't happen, now he's upset? But and you got to ask the player, as a player, would you rather someone reach out to you and say, look, we're working on a deal where it's about 90% done, but there's a chance it may not happen. But I didn't want you to be blindsided. You know how today's media is. I didn't want you to be blindsided this, but yeah, you could be traded in the next 24 hours. Or would you rather just find out once it's done? Because if it fell through, you would hold a grudge. How are you?
I'd rather be upfront, informed about it and let me know that you're shopping me. Because it is a business, and you find out more and more these days, everybody's looking for loyalty, and it's only one-sided, and at the end of the day, the smartest thing to do is to always keep the frame of mind that it is a business. I'm going to get paid no matter what.
Okay.
And I would like to know, because maybe I could have some input on where I go, as opposed to finding out after the fact, and oh, by the way, you're going to the Pistons.
Now, we've both been laid off.
Yeah.
So my next question would be, what about if you were to get laid off? Would you want, if you had someone on the inside, like when I was getting laid off, I had friends in management that could kind of tip me off. And they would be like, look, if this happens, if you get an invite to a meeting next week in a conference room that you've never met in and it's with two people, they're going to be letting you go. Right. And so, or somebody would say like, hey, listen, this, I saw a list. And your name was on the list. And that's good. That could be 3 weeks from now. Would you rather know you're getting laid off?
I think it makes it easier. It's harder initially, but you can prep for it. So by the time it actually comes down to the actual day, you've had time to kind of digest it and start planning for it and look for what's next in it, as opposed to getting completely blindsided, because that's the shock of that takes more time to kind of get over in itself.
I have a feeling, though, if I'm Dwight Howard, or if I'm in that situation and you told me ahead of time, I think I'd be too salty to get over it. Like, I'd be too upset that you
didn't
want
me. That's actually what the point I was going to make. You can't, like, going back to the would I rather know up front if I was a player example, I don't think it'd be either or. I want to know up front, but in the event that the trade doesn't go through, I'm holding a grudge.
I'm never going to get over
it. And that's probably the reason why most teams don't do it. You don't want an unhappy employee in any dynamic. So
that's true. Look how disgruntled Demo was.
Yeah.
He never recovered from that. He was done. Once that trade fell through and he got his feelings hurt and never got over it, he was done here. Like he wasn't going to be here long term after that, no matter what.
That's true. And you know, in TV, they give you 30 minutes. Because they're worried about that exact thing. They keep it lock, stock, secret. But if you either let them know you're leaving or they're going to let you go, like they let you go and then give you a box and say, you have 30 minutes to get your stuff and get out, because they're so hypersensitive and worried about either you going postal and going crazy or just like, you know, doing something to like protest.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was laid off at Halliburton, they usually have a security guard that'll walk you out after they do everything. They didn't do that with me, fortunately, but I have had that happen at other businesses where I got laid off before a long time ago, and a security guard walked me out, and it was this dude. He must have been like 18, real skinny, like, and I was bigger than this dude, and I looked at him, I was like, look, man, no offense, but you could just go back inside. I'm not going to do nothing. You could at least give me my dignity as I walk out of this place. He was like, no, man, it's my job. And he was kind of snotty with me. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, I'll whoop your ass like right now. I don't have anything to lose because they can't fire me. You can either stay in here or you can come outside and catch this ass whooping. And he didn't come outside.
I would have walked out. I'd be like, no. You know what? Go ahead. Go ahead and take your little lonely walk. Why would I?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to let you go.
That's cold-blooded, man. Because I watched it at Halliburton. I watched just people walking out in droves.
Oh.
They were walking people out. And it was almost like a walk of shame. And I'm like, man, give them their dignity at least.
Yeah, no doubt.
That sucks.
All right, we got one down, two to go. Two more hours of this show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, the HRNP listener line. You can text, you can call, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.